Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and rest for Black women. In today's episode, I'm not going to say that I'm going to bully you in this episode, but I'm going to firmly emphasize that you, my good sistren, need to take your time before the end of 2024. Again, I'm not here to bully. I'm here to love, okay? But sis, seriously, how much personal time off have you let just sit there and accumulate this year or even over the last few years? There's nothing wrong with having a pot that you can draw from with your personal time off. That's not what I'm saying. Like having a little bit of vacation time, things like that, that's great. However, some of us, we are so tapped in to this super capitalistic culture of working like we are just damn machines that you forget about yourself. Like you're not even able to tap into yourself because you're so dialed into the corporate and capitalistic structure. And for some of us, it's for survival mode, purely survival mode. Like that was me. And that still is me in a certain sense. But it's like, how often have you thought, like, I can't take a break right now. They need me. I gotta be here. There's so much work to do. Nobody knows how to do what I do. Nobody knows how to whatever, do the registers, open the machine, count the money, send the quotes, do the customer service, answer the phones, whatever it is that you do, and I'm sure you do it well. We have gotten so tapped into that work culture that we feel like we can't even step away. Like hustle and grind, that hustle and grind mentality is so deeply ingrained in our DNA that we feel guilt about taking time off. We feel shame about taking time off. We feel like nobody can do it but us. We have to do all the things. And so it's not possible. Like in your mind, you're like, your body's sending you signals, but you're like, I can't take a break right now. I can't do it right now. I'm gonna do it next year. I'm gonna do it next month. I'm gonna get around to it one day. How many times have you said that to yourself? I'm gonna get around to it. I'm gonna take that time. I'm gonna take that vacation time. And next thing you know, the next year has come up. You have lost your personal time off, your PTO, if your job doesn't give it to you in the next year, like if it doesn't roll over, you've lost that time. And you have vacation time just steadily building up, because you feel like you cannot, for whatever reason, you feel like you cannot step away. Well, this episode is your permission. Like you ain't gotta wait no more, girl. I want you to stop waiting. I want you to stop putting your life on hold. I want you to start thinking about yourself more often than you do, because I know you don't hardly think about yourself. I know you don't. I know you don't hardly think about yourself. So today we're going to be talking about why you need to take time off, because I said so. But also more importantly, like how you can do it through, I don't know if you know this, but there's something called Family Medical Leave Act, FMLA. You have, again, PTO, personal days off, or I'm generally speaking here. Excuse me. Sorry about that. And even, you know, depending on your insurance, if you have, like, first of all, having insurance is a privilege. Don't get it twisted. And this whole healthcare thing and the amount of money that we're paying into this damn insurance, it's a joke, okay? It is a joke. What we are paying into our insurance versus, and I'm talking about medical insurance, life insurance, et cetera, versus what we get, okay? But anyway, different conversation. But like I was saying, short-term disability, okay? Even tapping into that short-term disability. Now, they're all three a little different, and we're going to talk about that, okay? Because hopefully one of these things is something that will be in your wheelhouse that you'll be able to do before the end of this year. Like, seriously, you must rest. I'll say it again for the people in the back. I'm talking to you. You, Black woman. Yes, you. You must rest. You deserve time away. Time to just be. Time to allow yourself to be more creative. Time to allow yourself to think all the thoughts. Taking time off doesn't mean that you have to necessarily be quote unquote sick, even though that's what your job wants you to think. A lot of times, some of them do. The tide is changing just a smidge. I see it out there, right? Where they want you to take time off for your mental health. They want you to take some downtime just to, you know, ground yourself. Because that kind of employee is going to, do you know how much harder someone would work if their job really gave a damn about their health, their mental health, their physical well-being, their spiritual health, things like that? Could you imagine? I'm being so serious right now. But a lot of these jobs, they don't give a damn. Okay? They do not care. And you deserve that time away to focus on yourself. This is me, okay? I feel like every Black woman, obviously she deserves it, but every Black woman needs to have a yearly reset, okay? Whatever that looks like for you, but it includes taking time away. It doesn't mean this reset doesn't mean that you're changing your entire life and everything's different. It just means you're allowing yourself to take a step back. Think about you. A lot of us, we're stuck in the same job or we're stuck in similar relationships or same old, because we haven't even allowed ourselves or taken the opportunity to lay claim to any opportunity. Because sometimes you got to forcefully take it, but lay claim to an opportunity to draw back, to retreat, okay? And again, focus on you, because when you do that, when you allow yourself that type of time for clarity, for health, for restoration, you come back and you're like, it's like your eye, like everything, your vision is clearer, your thoughts are clearer. You can see things for what they are because you've had time to reflect and to love on yourself. And things change in your life. Sometimes you end up changing a whole bunch of stuff when you've had time to really sit there and be like, I don't know if I like this, or I think I want to do more of this. You know what I mean? We all need that time to reset. We all deserve that time to reset. I feel like I'm yelling. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But that's what we're talking about today. Okay, again, the focus is on taking time off, and it's critical for Black women, especially when it comes to preserving our, like I said, our mental health, our spiritual health, our emotional health. I don't think I said that before. Our physical health. It's like we've been conditioned to believe that we got to be a machine. We got to be a machine for everybody. We got to be out there hustling, grinding, pushing through, being strong, all the things. I ain't got time for that no more. It's just exhausting. It's exhausting to have to be a machine. You know, machines, they don't feel. Machines don't have emotions. They're just there for output. And I feel like Black women, like Black women, our bodies, like everything about a Black woman, our essence, it's been like turned into a damn commodity. So anyway, I feel like I'm going off the rails here because I'm really heated up right now. But like I said before, I want to just talk about like PTO or personal time off, FMLA, and short-term disability, because I really want you to take care of yourself. I really want you to protect your peace. I really want you to heal and bloom and restore and love yourself and nurture yourself and all those things. Okay, so let's talk about those three things. Again, FMLA, like Frank, Mary, Larry, Alice, personal time off, PTO, and short-term disability. So FMLA, Family and Medical Leave Act. Basically, it's just unpaid time off. Usually it's about 12 weeks. Now, this might have changed since I've done FMLA because I have, it's been a very long time. I've not been working in corporate office for since 2019. But I've shared my story here about how I took time off. I took a whole damn year because I was depressed and sick of looking at them people's faces at work. Okay. Anyway, FMLA, Family and Medical Leave Act, is about 12 weeks. And it's really just a way for you to take care of either yourself, like maybe someone has if you have an illness or something along those lines, depression is in there. Okay. Other types of illnesses are in there, or your family member. And if I'm not mistaken, now this I'm not sure, because again, it's been so long. I'm not even sure if FMLA is a part of like the pregnancy. I think you can add FMLA like after you have a baby. Make sure you look this up, y'all, because my memory's a little foggy, okay? But yeah, for my mom's to be, or you're about to be a mother, if that's you, just make sure if you haven't, look into that FMLA. And see if you can add it to your maternity leave. Again, it'll be unpaid, but I want you to look into all these things, your short-term disability, FMLA, and your personal time off. So you can see if there's a mixture of unpaid and paid time off. Plus, I'm not sure if you get time paid off for maternity. I'm not sure, but make sure you're looking into these things, okay? Take all the time that you can possibly take, all right? For as long as you can. I'm so serious about this. But FMLA, it does protect your job. And I know that there are sometimes businesses that do little shady stuff. You'll still have a job, but they'll put you on fries. Used to be a manager, they'll put you on fries sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like little shady things like that. But anyway, your job is more or less protected. You'll have a job when you come back. So you don't have to worry about typically, you know, losing your job, because obviously our jobs, they're important. They're important. And I'm still trying to figure out the balance between these two things, because how can we prioritize our mental health? How can we prioritize our physical health? How can we prioritize ourselves when we have to constantly work, constantly doing this output? How? I don't have a perfect solution. I'm just against the breaking down of our bodies, minds, and spirits with all this stuff that these type of capitalistic systems they're like what they're doing to our bodies. So look into the Family Medical Leave Act. And that's one thing that I wanted to make sure I mentioned. All right. Again, about 12 weeks. It is unpaid. And I know that for some of us, that is a damn hardship. Okay. That's a hardship. I can't tell you how to navigate that other than to say, trust your intuition. If you're a praying person, make sure that you are praying about these things. And if possible, I will start chunking some money away. If I could, I think I did that actually. I would be chunking some money away so that maybe, like, unless it's an emergency, like if I knew, okay, 3 months from now, I want to take some time off. I'm going to start putting $100, a check aside or something. That way you do have something saved. And if you don't really like have savings or anything like that. And then obviously, if there's ways to cut cost on some things, maybe you're taking your lunch to work, like especially if you're someone that eats out for lunch every day, just different things like that, okay, if possible. But for FMLA, it's very simple. Really, all you got to do is just say, hey, HR, hey, boss, whomever, I'm going to need to take some time away for my health. I'm experiencing some things with my health that I want to take care of. And so I want to explore taking some time off with FMLA. Can you give me more information or tell me who I can connect with to learn more? Just start the conversation. They can't tell you no. Okay. So that was the first thing. PTO is again, personal time off. And this is general. Every job to my knowledge, and I'm sure there are some outliers there, but generally speaking, you just accrue time. And the way you accrue time is different. Time off is different. Sometimes you just get it at the beginning of the year, sometimes, and it could be a certain amount of days. Sometimes it's you work 3 months and forever, or let's see, how was it for us? Like, you would work every week, you would get like 0.7 hours or something like that, just different ways they accumulate the time. I know because I had worked at my job so long, I had, so every year we would get five personal, like 5 days of PTO, and my actual vacation time, which obviously I didn't say this before, but girl, use your damn vacation time. There's four things actually. FMLA, personal time off, vacation time, and disability. So PTO is just that time where something random pops up like, oh, I gotta take the day off. Like, you're not able to really give super advanced notice, like a vacation day, right? You got sick. Your child got sick. I don't know. Something. Your car broke down. Hope that don't happen, girl. But I'm just saying. PTO is like you call your boss the morning of, and you just say, hey, I need to be out of the office for 4 hours. And so you get like 4 hours of paid time off, or hey, I gotta be out of the office for the whole day. And you get the whole day off. And again, your mileage may vary, depends on how much time your job gives you. But from what I understand, it's probably usually at least 4 or 5 days per year, somewhere in there, even though some jobs do give a little bit more, which is amazing. So again, depends on what your job does, but it just typically accrues, and you just, or if you're sick, you just call out sick. You call out sick if you have the time. That's what you do. And a lot of times, because we are just such hard workers, because we are just such damn good employees, and because we're so dialed into just all this, the way that these rules and systems have just raised us up, including our parents telling us we got to do these things so that we don't lose our good job, because they have that fear, obviously, for valid reasons, of what might happen if you don't have a job, based on how Black people are treated in this country. But some of us, we just accrue so much time, and it just sits there, and it's lost. Because with personal time off, a lot of times it doesn't roll over. And because, again, we're still dialed in with that, you might get 5 days for the year. You look up, it's December 15th, and you still have 3 days in the hopper. Now, I'm not one to be petty and tell you what to do with your hours. I'm not trying to be a bully. I'm trying to be a friend. But, girl, if you have paid time off and they do not roll it over to the next year, take your time. If you have paid time off in your bucket and they are not paying you out for those days, take your time. If it is a true use it or lose it situation, because sometimes jobs will give you time and a half for that time. So what I would, because I think we would get like that time and a half. If we didn't get the days rolled over, but we would be paid out for those days. And maybe that's a legal thing. I'm not sure, but look into that. But if I had time, I would take a little time and I would get paid for some of the time, just depending on what my needs was. But I was making sure I was using that damn time. So please, personal time off, use it. Okay. We only got X amount of weeks before the end of the year. You got some decisions to make, girl. I'm so serious. I am so serious because, again, first of all, you've earned it. Duh. If you're working, you've earned that time. All right. And you are allowed to take time away from the office, from looking in people's faces, from hearing the raggedy conversations. Like, you are empowered to recharge your batteries solely, selfishly, just for you. So you can be good, all right? Because that's the priority. Everybody needs a mental break. So please do not just let it sit there and go to waste. Don't forget about it. Please, 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 please. Look into that PTO. How much time you got left, sis? I don't care if it's 8 hours left. Use it. Don't roll over nothing unless it benefits you in some capacity, okay? Because they're not thinking about you, all right? I know we want to be loyal and all. These jobs are not loyal to us. They're not. Please get that out of your head. They are loyal to the dollar bill, y'all. Come on. I'm so serious. All right. PTO. The last one is short-term disability. And that's a little bit different from FMLA. FMLA, you don't get paid, but you do get job security, so you can take care of your health, you know, whatever your health concerns or for your family members. But it's 12 weeks unpaid. Hey y'all, real quick. If you haven't checked out Code Switch yet, you're missing out on a one-of-a-kind podcast about race and identity. As a winner of Apple Podcast Show of the Year Award, Code Switch handles these topics in a way you've never heard before. No matter who you are, Code Switch knows that identity is part of every story, and they make it accessible, relatable, and even fun. What I love about Code Switch is that it doesn't just preach or feel way out of reach. It dives into the real and sometimes confusing spaces we all navigate. One episode that really landed for me was Black Praise in White Pews, where they explored Black identity and Black Christianity in white churches. And that hit home for me because it reminded me that my experience and relationship with God matters. And also, I just felt seen and heard and understood in a space that often doesn't reflect us. If you're a Black woman on a journey of healing, self-care, and self-love, this show offers conversations that will make you feel validated. Whether it's about setting boundaries, understanding how race impacts our everyday lives, or unpacking the complexities of identity, Code Switch is a space where we can all find ourselves reflected. Listen now to Code Switch from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. But they also have short-term disability, and this one is a little more involved. You've got to make sure you've got to partner with your doctor, or at least I did. I had to partner with my doctor, get that diagnosis of being depressed and different things like that. And you might have to do that for FMLA as well. Make sure that you are looking into this stuff, because I'm just giving you a very brief rundown, okay? Just to make sure you know you got options, girl. That's why I'm having this conversation. I want to make sure you know you got options. But FMLA is a short-term disability is a tool, that again, if you need time off for your care and keeping and medical health and mental health or whatever, and you just don't have it in you to work. You don't have it in you to move. Sometimes, like for me, I didn't even have it in me to get out of bed. There is no way in hell I was giving any extra energy to the job that didn't care about me, right? But you do get paid a percentage of your income. And I'm trying to remember what that percentage was. It might be like 30% or 50%, but you're getting something if you're able to get a short-term disability. The lengths are vary. I think you can probably go up to 1 year because, again, it is short-term, because that's what I did. And I think they even have long-term disability, but that's probably a little bit different. So look into that as well. But just for your general care and keeping as we're approaching the end of the year, look into those things, please. Short-term disability. And with that, find out how much you get and Google it. Like, what types of things can I get short-term disability for? I ain't going to lie to you. I'm just going to be so 100 with you. There was a time when I was just like so over it and I just needed a break. And I had to have surgery for something. What was it for? I can't recall what it was for, but I cannot tell you. Oh, maybe was it for fibroids? It might have been for fibroids, y'all. My memory's a little fuzzy on that. I can't remember what it was for, but I was so thankful to be able to get away. I could not wait. I was giddy to be able to have surgery so I could have time off of work. And I milked it for every single thing that I could. I milked it for every single thing that I could so I could be off as long as possible. I don't care. I'm just telling you the truth. Because I was burnt out and had been for what feels like forever. Okay? So those are tools that you can use to your advantage. Your mileage may vary, like I said before, but I really want you to consider those things. So I have a few questions that I want you to ask yourself so that you can determine, like, whether, I guess, if you, in case you need to justify or think about if you deserve to have time off, because again, I said that you do, but again, it's really up to you. All I can do is encourage, hopefully. But one question I would ask you is real talk, like, ask yourself, what is my mental and physical health like right now? How has my body been feeling for the last few weeks, few months, few years? Am I waking up exhausted? Do I always feel burnt out? Are my emotions just all over the place? Am I having pain in my body, like chronic aches and pains? What's my mental like? What's it been like? What's the trend with me? Be honest with that. There's nothing wrong with whatever honest answers you give. Maybe you're like, everything's great. I'm 100% great. Still take your personal time off. Still put in for some vacation time before the end of the year. Okay. Another question is, what is my body saying? Because again, like the book says, your body keeps the score. Like your body, even though we may be not, consciously aware, you know what I mean? The body never lies. The body never, I don't think the body is even capable of lying. All the body wants to do is find ways to protect us when, especially when we're going through some things. But the body, it doesn't lie. And it remembers. It remembers. So if you're randomly maybe feeling these aches and pains over and over again, if you're randomly having these emotional feelings, like, those are signals. It's time to slow down. It's not time to ignore. It's time to acknowledge and investigate what's going on, what needs to be further looked at with an even keener eye. And then also something I want you to ask yourself is, do you feel guilty about taking time off? And if so, why? I feel like I already know, because it's so ingrained. We're supposed to be little robots. We're supposed to be little robots in the corporate factories, getting all the stuff done, never complaining, never taking time away, never making requests, never, like, always performing and producing and showing up and being the best and, you know, just being that Black woman in the office that makes the day just, everyone's day just so magical. Well, why would you feel guilty about taking time away from a place in an environment like that? Real talk. But I know a lot of us, we do. We feel guilty. We feel guilty because we were taught, even from our parents, like, you don't do that. Take time off of work. What? Because you're tired. Because you're having, like, your period is heavy. Because you're whatever. You better not lose that job. You better not lose them benefits. And yes, the job is important. The benefits are important. We need money to survive, unfortunately, in a lot of cases. We do. That's just that. I wish that wasn't the case, but we do, right? But I want you to explore what is telling you to feel guilt? What is telling you to feel shame? Like, why? Explore that. Because there's definitely healing in that response there. There's healing in that. Okay. So again, if you want to make the request for like FMF, why is this like a tongue twister for me? FMLA, good Lord. Or even short-term disability, it's like, talk to HR. And remember, HR is not your friend. Okay, they don't need to know all the business. I want to make sure I stress that. HR is not your friend. They are there to protect the company. But they can definitely help you. That's their job, to make sure you have access to the paperwork, the information, the proper steps, the things to consider. So I would go to them. Ask them to help you understand, like, what needs to be done. Okay. And just remember that, again, check your policies. Most companies have like an employee manual that will briefly talk about these things. So maybe that's actually the first place to start. Do they still print out like company manuals and give you like that binder? That's what it was for me back in the day, but I'm assuming do they do that still? I don't even know. But even if they don't, I'm assuming you should be able to find a like a digital copy online, maybe on your company's resource webpage or something. If they did not give you a physical hard copy manual, because again, I'm not even sure if they're still doing that. All right. Keep in mind that I was born in 1922, so I'm still old, doing old school stuff. But regardless, there should be access to an employee handbook or an employee manual or whatever it's called. So if you need that, ask for that too. And then read up on the policies, because like I mentioned before, even though those three things are things, they may be different, obviously, depending on where you work. All right. So check how your company handles these requests. Again, like I mentioned before, you might have to partner with your doctor. And my doctor, just so you know, make sure you have the right one, because some doctors, they do not listen. They do not care. They just want to push medicine and that's it. My doctor, at least at the time, I don't visit him anymore. My doctor was so cool. I did not have to jump. First of all, it was a white man. And I think he was kind of like a hippie-ish doctor. I love that about him because he was very open, very understanding. It was, from what I could tell, it was a very non-judgmental space, period, no matter what I said. And when I told him about the whole depression and I need to leave, like, it was, there was no jumping through hoops. There was no, you got to do 15 steps and then I got to prove. There was none of that with him. He signed the, like, it was just like sign the paperwork and all that stuff. Now, one thing I did have to do though was, and I'm not sure if they're still doing this, like from as far as my general doctor was concerned, there was no hoop jumping. Whatever I asked for, and I told him, I'm just burnt out. Like, that's all I had to say. It was a wrap. It was done. But I had to prove that this was the case or something. So I had to go to a second. It was like it wasn't a doctor. It was like I can't even explain it, y'all, because it doesn't even make sense in my mind. But I guess the insurance, they wanted to make sure that this was real or something. So I had to go to like this, I call him an auditor. I have no other word for it. And they had to like ask you a few questions to see where your headspace was. And the only test that they gave me was they gave me like a list of, let's say words, black, red, 1, 5, fish, 7, and asked me to repeat it. Black, red, white, 1, fish, 7. I don't even know if that was the order, but, and they asked for me to do it in order. And I'm sure that I did. And when I was finished, even though, I mean, I knew I could have fudged it, but I wasn't trying to do that. When I finished, the lady was like, well, I don't think you're going to get approved for this disability. She just had the stankest attitude, the stankest of stankest attitudes. But I tell you what, I was approved. So I just want to give you that heads up if they're still doing that, depending on if, you know, what you're trying to do. Your doctor may be totally like, yes, girl, let's go. Give me the papers. But they may send you for some secondary something, which, again, I'm not even sure what it's called. And maybe it depends on the type of leave. Like mine was depression. Yours might be different. You know what I mean? So just want to make sure I give you that heads up because I don't want you getting caught up. Like look into it, girl. Look into it. Make sure you dig all up in that internet, in that employee handbook. All right. All right. So let me see if there was anything else. I guess the last thing that I want to say again is I know that for some of us, this for me too, a lot of times taking off time based on your circumstances, it's hard. And I wish that we all had the privilege to just make, like this was just an easy decision to make, but it's not always, especially for a lot of us that we're living from paycheck to paycheck. But dear friend, like I mentioned before, if you're able to save a little bit of money, if you're able to start putting just a little bit aside in preparation for, especially if this is not like an urgent thing, I would encourage you to do that. I would definitely encourage you to do that. And I would also encourage you not to do FMLA if you can first do the short-term disability, because again, to my knowledge, you get at least 30 to 50% or maybe more, maybe it was 60%. I don't remember. I wish I did. I should have looked it up, but you are getting a portion of that salary. Okay. I would start with that one if I were you. But again, it depends on what you're taking the leave for. But regardless of what you're doing, like I said, there's only let's say 12. I don't know how many weeks are left in the year. I'm sorry. But there's like 11 or 12 weeks left in the year. Even if you're not doing the FMLA, because it might not be necessary, or the short-term disability, because it might not be necessary, I implore you, of all things, do not leave that PTO on the table and do not leave that vacation time on the table, okay? Just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Use all that PTO, whatever you have left, unless for some reason they pay you for it and you really are like, you know, I'm feeling great and I have some vacation time, so I'm going to let them pay me off this for this PTO. But if you have vacation time, let's say I remember I was like rolling over days to where I was getting like, here's the other thing, because I stayed at this job for so long. When I left, I think every year I got like 4 weeks of vacation time, but I had to build my way up. That should tell you how long I was at that job. It was probably at least 11 or 12 years. So I was getting like, finally towards the end, like 4 weeks of vacation time. So I was able to be a little more flexible. But I was using all that damn time. You hear me? I was using all that time, okay? And I was using it unapologetically. And yes, I had a daughter I was raising a daughter by myself at the time. So some of those days would have to be for her. But I had no guilt, no shame, no hesitation in taking time off for me just to sit up in this house and look cute while my daughter was at school. Okay? I had no problem doing that. No problem doing that at all whatsoever, right? We just need a break from our daily routines. We need a break for our mental health. We need a break for our well-being. We need a break for our emotional health. We need a break for our spiritual health. So just don't let it go unused. It's literally like you're leaving like money on the table and you've earned it. You have earned it. And that time is yours, meant to protect your peace, protect your mental health, protect you, protect your spirit. It is a part of a good rest regimen, a good wellness regimen, and that time and you taking it, like, it's non-negotiable. Okay? I don't want you to be burnt out mentally, physically, whatever. I don't want you to ignore your needs. I don't want you to ignore what your body is saying. Take the time. That time that you take for yourself, it changes. It affects everything. It really does. And I know they say we can't pour from an empty cup. I know you've heard that a million times. I wish I knew who made that up. But we can't. But we do. And I don't know what we pouring from that empty cup, but every day we serving it up. For me, I was serving up attitude. That's what I was serving up from my empty cup. I was serving up attitude, okay? But you saying, no, I'm going to take this time. I'm going to restore. I'm going to rest. I'm going to regroup. I'm going to hold space for myself. That is how we replenish ourselves. You were not put here to just scrape the bottom of your cup. You were not put here to give 100% of yourself. You just weren't. You were not. Okay? So I'm going to always be like, girl, take the time. Take the time. Okay? All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. For my listeners on Spotify, leave me a comment and let me know, girl. Are you going to take some time off before the end of the year? Are you going to use your PTO? Are you going to use some vacation time? How much time? I'm nosy. How much time do you have on the books right now? I want somebody to be honest and tell me. I want someone to be honest and tell me so I can reply back and be like, girl, if you don't use that time, I'm so serious. So if you're on Spotify and you can leave a comment, please do so. And let a sister know how much time you have left on the books and if you're going to be using that time by or before the end of the year, okay? And if you're listening on iTunes, I appreciate you as well. But please do make sure, for both places actually, please make sure if you enjoyed this episode and you enjoyed the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, you would consider leaving a 5-star rating and review for your girl. That would go a long way, and I would just so greatly appreciate it, okay? And also, lastly, make sure you share this episode with a friend and tell her, girl, take your time. Like, we should be telling each other this. Take your time. I know when they say take your time, like the elders would say, it meant something totally different. Because I'm envisioning the church and a testimony. And, you know, we got some things to say. Yes, girl, take your time. We not going to rush you. Take your time. Take your time. But that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about taking your time at work. Taking your time at work. We got to encourage each other to do that. Okay, because that's community care, us reminding each other, hey girl, I see you and you're important enough to not let those days roll over. You're important enough to take some time for yourself, okay? So take your time. All right, girl. So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Again, thank you so much for being here and for listening and supporting the show. And I will see you next Monday on another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.